Mr. and Mrs. America and all our ships at sea, it is time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaners, making sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, we're talking golf. And we're talking Brenham Christian Academy volleyball tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. And props as always going out to Heine Manush and his all-star band. And as always in studio, our Sports Line mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger, here on the Brenham Sports Line. And Mookie's excited because Mookie knows we're talking golf tonight here on the Sports Line. And actually, golf fundraiser to be exact. And with us is our old friend, Reverend Mike Haywood. How are you doing, Reverend?
I'm good. Back, Mookie. Back.
Tell you, just stay away from the foam. You're all right.
Well, good deal. Thanks for having me.
All right. Great to have you here. And now, We had you here this summer, but because of some dates and some scheduling conflicts, had to reschedule the golf tournament, the benefits, Mission Brenham. Talk about the golf tournament, and, of course, named after a man that did a lot of great things for this community.
Yes, Troy Glasgow, a great man in the community, and we wanted to honor him. First time we did the celebrity tournament was last year, and he had a chance to play along with you.
That's right. We were on the same team.
Same team, and you guys did well. I'm sure he had a good fun. And
oh, we played with Lemuel Stinson. How can that not be fun?
And, boy, he is a character, I tell you what. You probably heard more Chicago Bears stories in 4 hours than you probably heard in a lifetime.
Oh, no doubt about it. It was a blast.
But we're looking forward to it. We had to reschedule because we've had a few things happen in our city. And I think it had to do with the economic turns and things of that nature. But we reschedule it, and we're on for October 3rd, which is this Saturday. And we're excited about having this golf tournament. So looking forward to people coming out. We're needing some more teams. So we've got it's a small tournament. And I think that has to do with us, again, recovering as a city. But that's fine. We're going to have a good time anyway.
All right. And first, right off the bat, if people want to take part in the tournament, how can they get more information, get a hold of you?
Well, they can call the office at 979-337-9469, or they can go online, and you can actually register online at our website. That's missionbrenhamtx.org, and just click on the events page. It'll pop everything up, and you'll see the golf tournament. You can register right online. So we're excited about it.
All right, and if you could talk a little bit about the format of the golf tournament, because I know there are a lot of fun things about this golf tournament.
Well, it's a four-man scramble, and we've got a lot of fun games. We believe that it's about having fun. So we have great prizes. We have Garmin watches for our first-place winners. We have putters, and we have Nike golf bags for second- and third-place winners. But we also have some $100 cash prizes for longest drive and closest to the pin. We're going to have two long drive holes. We're going to have a Bubba drive, and we're going to have a McElroy drive. So I'll move you up on those par fives. Be laying one. Get a chance at some people call it a double eagle, but it's known as really as an albatross.
Right.
We have, again, closest to the pin. We have a hole in one. We're grateful that LaRoche is sponsoring our hole-in-one this year. And so it's going to be fun, and looking for some great scores and great opportunities since we have just maybe about 9 or 10 teams so far. It'll be easy for somebody to come in first, second, and third and take away some of those prizes. So it'll be fun.
Right. All right. And now also, of course, you can't do something like this without special help from sponsors, donors, people who have come through. Who are some of the people that have come through for Mission Brenham?
Well, our gold sponsor is Plum Level, and they've been with us for forever. They've been sponsoring Mission Brenham. And, of course, our silver sponsor is the Glasgow Landscaping Company. We also have our lunch is going to be provided by Men's Fellowship, Champion Fellowship's their cooking group. And then Bush's Chicken is going to serve us dinner. How about this?
Oh, hello.
Little Bush's Chicken.
Oh, that is good stuff.
And we do have drink sponsors, of course, our good friends at Mike Hopkins. They're always helping us with this tournament. And Coca-Cola and Edward Jones and a lot of others have contributed to making this the tournament that it is, and we're grateful for every one of our sponsors, whole sponsors, and everybody else that contributes. So we're grateful for that.
All right, this past summer we talked with the legendary Robert Reed about this tournament. With the rescheduling, is the celebrity list still?
Well, and that's one thing that we're waiting on to see mm-hmm. exactly who's going to come. But not only with the scheduling, but we lost a legend.
And, we did.
And we were expecting this time for Moses to be with us and actually play with us in this tournament. They're all great friends, Robert Reed. As a matter of fact, Robert is the one who contacted me to tell me that Moses had passed away. And we had some conversations, him and Lou and Major Jones, and they're still grieving, I think, and so we'll see what happens. And that's why I'm saying that everybody, we're not sure about a ton of celebrities that we had last time, mm-hmm. but I'm sure we'll get some. But feel free to bring your own celebrity this year, just in case. We'll honor that.
All right.
If you want to bring your own fourth, that'll be fine. We'll honor that, and we'll just roll it right on in. So. But, yeah, Moses was good. And as a matter of fact, it was in Virginia. Moses was preparing to play in a celebrity tournament. And it still grieves my heart that we lost such a great man.
Yeah, and I know that, and I wanted to touch on that a little bit later with you about that because I have some thoughts on Moses Malone, and I want to touch on that with you a little bit later. But first, back to the golf tournament. Now, the proceeds from the tournament, what do the proceeds go for at Mission Brenham?
The proceeds are to benefit our programs. Mission Brenham has, of course, the JAM program in the summer. And we also have Mission Brenham Leadership Academy, which is our after-school and enrichment program. It is a program. It's not babysitting. We actually focus on fun, education, and the gospel. And so we have about 80 kids, and we pick them up from all three elementary schools and middle school, and we take them over to Brenham Presbyterian Church. They get a healthy lunch, and they have chapel, 15 minutes of chapel every day, where we share with them 8 essential qualities of leaders, biblical leaders. We also help them with their homework. We hire blend college students to help us tutor and mentor kids. And so we're trying to be that missing link or that help mm-hmm. to come alongside Brenham ISD and strengthen what we consider our weakest link, and that's our kids who are in minority or poverty situations who don't have the resources that a lot of families do have to help with those things. So we're grateful for that. Our junior high and high school program, where we focus on, again, leadership. And they actually are learning theology, systematic theology, along with communication skills, because we believe that we're creating the next generation of biblical leaders. So that's what our proceeds go for, and we just hope that you, if people want to know more about it, to come out and see what we do with the kids and see the environment that we put them in. We can put them in a very safe and nurturing environment, and that's the one thing that I hear them say all the time, Ed, and I get little notes. Thanks for keeping us safe.
So. All right, and the JAM Academy program is something else.
Oh, it's a
JAM Academy.
The JAM Academy. We're talking about 6 weeks Brenham ISD teachers who actually give our kids 2 hours of summer learning. And that's kids. We get about, we add an additional 200 kids to our summer school,
mm-hmm.
which is great. Otherwise, we'd have 200 kids at a home eating Cheetos, watching TV, and drinking soda pop. But other than that, they get two meals a day. They get, again, the educational piece, and then they get the fun and the fellowship that we offer with JAM, and it's an incredible thing. So that's what we do, and we're proud of what we do. Our kids are a reflection of what we do. We're seeing indigenous leaders start from pre-K, kindergarten, and now we have kids who are even counseling, who were in our JAM program, who are now counselors in the JAM program. So we're seeing that transition take place, and we hope to see more of that.
And what does it mean to you when you see the product of the programs that you have turn around and become leaders of the programs that you're instituting?
Everything. It means absolutely everything, because it means that we're doing what we say we'll do, and that's build a generation of leaders. I've been looking at our country, and I've been looking at the things, and there are a lot of things that we blame that are actually just symptoms of a bigger problem. And the bigger problem is that we've let a generation slip through our fingers. We let a generation lose the values of our forefathers and people who gave us those values. Talk about our fathers and my father, who's 85 years old, the airborne captain, who had those values coming out of Korea, and then my uncle, who was a major in the United States Army and fought two tours in Vietnam. They brought back those values, and we've seemed to lost those. We've got kids now who don't respect authority, and that's what we're trying to bring back. We're trying to bring back those high moral Christian values that made our country the great country that it is. And so that's what we're fighting for. We're fighting to bring that back, and those are the things we instill in our kids. We're trying to make them influencers instead of being influenced by a culture that needs help.
Now, say someone can't play in the golf tournament. Say that they're unable to do that. How can they help out if they do want to help, if they're unable to take part in this golf tournament?
Well, they can come out and sit at a hole, or they can walk around and just help us with registration. Or if they don't want to help us in a golf tournament, we'd be more than happy for them to help out in any of our programs. Mm-hmm. Come and read to a child. We read to 30 minutes a day to every child in our program. Every child we're talking about 80 kids sitting down in a big room, quiet, reading is phenomenal. Or help with homework. We have a lot that people can get involved with. So they can either come out, maybe take a couple of swings for somebody else. I don't know. Just come out and get involved. We'll be happy
to
see them.
All right. And again, and we're gonna touch on some more about this about the golf tournament. And again, it is this Saturday at the Burnham Country Club, and we want to urge everybody to get in touch with you and get online and check it out. And we'll be back to talk about some more. And this is the Burnham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. We will be back with more right after these words from our Sports Line sponsors.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed. Where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer. When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
One, two, three, four!
This is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And coming up in the second half of the program, we will talk volleyball with the Brenham Christian Academy Lady Eagles, and that is coming up here in just a few minutes. But right now, still got a few more minutes with our good friend Reverend Mike Haywood, and talking about the Troy Glasgow Memorial Celebrity Golf Tournament coming up this weekend. And again, this is to help benefit Mission Brenham and the work that y'all do. And we were talking about celebrities, and I know that the last time that you had the tournament, just so much fun being around these guys. And it was so funny because only from a Harlem Globetrotter would you expect him to take the golf cart, start heading down the highway saying he was going to Juneteenth to have some food. And that is Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou Dunbar, my friend. Lou and I go way back. As a matter of fact, we coach middle school basketball together.
Oh, my.
And you talk about a hoot. And I remember one game, Ed, we were at a game, and Lou was on the sideline and getting some pretty rough calls. And so he kind of stepped up and started, you know, got on the refs a little bit, and the refs tried to restrain him and told him to stay in his box. And Lou kept, you know, kept at him, and finally just told him and said, okay, you be quiet or we're going to put you out. So Lou kind of settled down. And after the game, it shocked me. And a room full of people, a gym full of people, one of the referees came up to Lou and said, this is what happens when an old guy tries to resurrect his career.
Oh,
In junior high basketball, and my heart just sunk. But Lou came back with one of the greatest lines I've ever heard in my life. He said, yeah, that might be true, but wait a minute. The Globetrotters just called me at halftime, and they're looking for two blind referees. I think you guys will work out just fine. And a place just erupted as only Lou Dunbar could do.
Oh, my goodness. Now, my question is, did you teach them all how to run the magic circle?
No.
They didn't learn how to run the circle.
No,
the Globetrotters will weave there.
Magic weave, yes.
Magic weave. Oh my goodness.
Man, I grew up watching guys. You know, Meadowlark Lemon and Curly Neal and Goose Osby. I mean, the tradition it continues. And now, the reason why Lou can't make it is because they're in training camp this weekend. And
right.
He won't be back until Sunday, but great guys. I love them much.
Oh, yeah.
Dear friends.
A lot of fun, good time. And again, if people are just joining us, again, this is this Saturday at the Brenham Country Club. And again, how can people get in touch with you?
Again, they can call us at 979-337-9469, or they can reach us on the website at www.missionbrenhamtx.org. That's missionbrenhamtx.org. And you can actually register right there online. We still have room for teams. I'd love to get it up to 15, 18 teams. It'll make it a worthwhile tournament.
All right. Again, we mentioned it, but it definitely bears repeating. The tournament named after Troy Glasgow, a man that I felt so blessed to be able to play with in the first tournament. He and I were on the same team, and with our celebrity was Lemuel Stinson, and I don't think we stopped laughing from the moment that we drove the carts out onto the first tee as we were leaving. When the bus was actually leaving the parking lot, I think we may have stopped finally laughing that afternoon.
It was a great time, and again, it was honor of a great man. And, you know, Troy was one of those guys who left an impact on this community. And there are footprints all over this town from where Troy Glasgow ministered to people. I never saw him without a smile. Every time he jumped out of that white pickup truck, he always had a smile. Pull up that belt and just go to making you feel better about yourself. And honor Tammy and the family. We just felt that this would be a place, a way that we could honor him and keep his legacy alive here in Broome.
All right, and we'll get back to the golf tournament in just a minute. But you brought up a name, and two weeks ago, and it hit me hard when I first read it, and that was the passing of the great Moses Malone. I've said it before, and I'll keep repeating it as long as I can, that I think he was one of the five greatest centers that ever. He was one of the five greatest centers that ever picked up a basketball in the history of the world. I think you look at five Magic men: Wilt, Bill Russell, Kareem, Hakeem, mm-hmm. and Moses Malone.
Yeah.
I think those five right there are the greatest centers that ever touched a basketball. I don't think Moses Malone got near enough credit as great a basketball player and as great a person as he was.
Great person, great personality. And I don't think people understood the sense of humor that Moses had. He was a man that had a deep thought pattern as well.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, he loved to play golf. And that's where we found him. He was actually preparing to play in a celebrity tournament in Virginia when they found Moses. And I got the call from Robert Reed early that morning, and he let me know. And it's still hard to grasp that Moses is not here, but he's here with us in spirit.
Absolutely. And when you hear men like Akeem Olajuwon and Charles Barkley talk about what a fatherly influence he had on them when they got into the National Basketball Association, it just speaks volumes as to what kind of a leader and what kind of a, you know, what kind of an example he set for young men.
I've had the fortune to be around a lot of NBA players, and I know what that environment can be like, especially for a young guy coming out of college, and all of a sudden he has a ton of money. But it's guys like Moses Malone who they see these young players come in, and that's what he did. He mentored and grabbed, and we saw it in the eulogy with Charles Barkley. He called him dad, and that's the kind of guy he was. He was a mentor, and he taught you good work ethic. I don't think that there's any center in the NBA that ever worked as hard as a Moses Malone. He was the chairman of the boards for a reason. I remember some of the guys teased him up until he was on his way to glory, how he would pad those rebounds. They don't believe that he was actually really trying to get the offensive rebound as much as he was tipping them, trying to pad the numbers, but relentless on the boards. Just mm-hmm. a great, great basketball, great score, and just a great, phenomenal guy. And right. He'll truly be missed.
All right. And indeed he will be. And one more time before we leave, let's let everybody know again how to get hold of you if they want to take part in this, and where to find more information on the Troy Glasgow Memorial Celebrity Golf Tournament.
Well, again, you could call us at the office. We're there from 8:30 till 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday, through this Friday. And that's 979-337-9469, or you can reach us at our website at missionbrenhamtx.org, missionbrenhamtx.org.
All right.
So let's have some fun. Let's hit them.
All right. Reverend Haywood, as always, a pleasure to be with you. Enjoyed it. And let's get a lot of people out there this Saturday, have some fun, and raise some money for the great work that you and the people do at Mission Brenham.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right, and we are going to talk Brenham Christian Academy Lady Eagle Volleyball coming up here in just a moment. We are going to pause for news and a whole lot more. This is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude on KWHI. We'll be back.
Texas, we'll let the largest crowd in SEC history answer that one. The 12th man has
come. American Overhead Door Company.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
American Overhead Door Company.
Of the United States of America.
American Overhead Door Company. The true American Overhead Door Company. Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. American Overhead Door Company.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Siebertson. If you blinked, you might have missed it. After meeting in New York to talk about Syria, Presidents Obama and Russia's Putin came out for a photo op, and these were the only words spoken.
Thank you, everybody.
They shook hands for a few seconds and then immediately left. Putin has said the U.S. is being too hasty in calling for Syrian leader Assad's ouster, joining Russia in saying Assad must stay. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani speaking to the U.N. General Assembly through a translator.
We are prepared to help bring about democracy in Syria as well as Yemen. We support the consolidation of power through the vote of people rather than with arms. We defend the rule of the majority that respects the rights of minorities.
President Obama.
Catastrophes like what we are seeing in Syria do not take place in countries where there is genuine democracy and respect for the universal values this institution is supposed to defend.
Putin today called for a bigger international coalition to fight Islamic State terrorists. A New Jersey high school quarterback's death after he was hurt on the field was caused by a lacerated enlarged spleen, says the medical examiner. ABC News Chief Health and Medical Editor Dr. Richard Besser.
We don't know enough as to whether anyone had diagnosed him previously with an enlarged spleen, whether he'd had a recent infection or some other cause for an enlarged spleen. I'm sure those are some of the things that they'll be looking into.
Kids as young as first and second graders joining gangs. It's happening in the south and west side neighborhoods of Chicago, warned Zach Farden, the U.S. attorney in Chicago. Not long after drilling for oil in the Arctic off the Alaskan coast was green-lighted after lots of controversy, Shell Oil Company says it is ending exploratory drilling after a test well was disappointing and after spending $7 billion. Gasoline prices nationally, on average, did not change too much last week, says the government. This is ABC News.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company, General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
It's official. The Republican House Majority Leader says that he's running for House Speaker to replace outgoing John Boehner. ABC's Andy Field in Washington.
California Congressman Kevin McCarthy emailed fellow House Republicans saying he wants to be the next House Speaker. His note acknowledging it won't be an easy job, writing, quote, "We can't ignore the differences that exist, but we can and must heal the division in our conference." House Speaker John Boehner in part quitting the job because of those differences.
Surprise.
How many times have we all walked past a person playing a guitar on a street, their guitar case open for tips, and not thought a thing about it? In downtown Denver, that's what happened, but the person behind the guitar playing for tips was actually Grammy Award winner Keith Urban, known for songs like
"Cars Go By."
Urban was in Denver for American Idol auditions. He put a picture of himself on Twitter playing for tips. It isn't clear if he was doing it as a stunt for the show or if he decided to do it on his own. Alex Stone, ABC News.
I'm Ed Pothel with the KWHI local news update. A Brennan man in custody after his arrest Sunday afternoon. Just before 1 o'clock, Officer Jonathan Phipps responded to the 2400 block of South Chapel Hill Street in reference to a report of a sexual assault. The caller said the suspect, identified as 27-year-old Trenton Dwayne Howard of Brenham, was still at the location. The victim had told the caller Howard had exposed himself. Dispatch advised Phipps that Howard was also wanted on an active warrant for criminal trespass. Howard is charged with indecency with a child and criminal trespass. Blinn College will honor its People of the Year and induct new members to its Hall of Honor at the homecoming luncheon this weekend. Blinn's Alumni and Friends Association has named Larry and Mary Wiggum as its 2015 People of the Year and has named Jim Ellison, Wilbert Horstman, J. Hal Matchett, and Ron Schmidt to its Hall of Honor. This year's luncheon, 11 a.m. Saturday at the Brenham Campus's Student Center Janice Sneed Banquet Room. For more information and to purchase tickets, contact Kyle Merton, Alumni Relations Director, at 830-4495 or Kyle Merton at blinn.edu. Well, the winningest coach in Brenham Cup baseball history has been named for induction into the Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame. Coach Jim Long has been named to the Texas High School Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame. In 17 seasons at the helm of the Cubs program, Long won 477 games and led the Cubs to the 2010 state championship, their first in 22 years. Long will be inducted at the association banquet January 15th at the Waco Convention Center. The forecast calling for a 40% chance of thunderstorms overnight with a low of 66. 60% chance of an afternoon thunderstorm Tuesday with a high of 88. I'm Ed Pothel for KWHI, where the news comes first.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Oh, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go.
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go! Yeah.
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
National Night Out in Texas is Tuesday, October 7th, and KWHI wants to crash your block party. We'll be all over Brenham broadcasting from different parties. If you want us to drop by your party, call 836-3655 or email us at mail@kwhi.com. This year's theme is Bluebell, so get your spoon and head out to the neighborhood. Reports from your block parties are sponsored by the City of Brenham, Portland Linky Welding Shop, Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Don's Appliance Service, Independence Community Events, and Zion Lutheran Church. Take a bite out of crime during National Night Out with KWHI. UHI.
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And again, want to thank our good friend, the Reverend Mike Haywood, for joining us. And again, we urge you, if you're a golfer out there, to take part in the Troy Glasgow Celebrity Golf Tournament coming up this Saturday at the Brenham Country Club. For more information, just log on to the Mission Brenham website and you can get more information. And if you want to check it out, tomorrow morning we will be uploading this program to our website so you can hear it again in its entirety at kwhi.com. And now we are going to shift gears and go from talking golf to talking volleyball, as we will talk with members of the Brenham Christian Academy Lady Eagles and coach and athletic director in the house with us. And first, let's start out with the athletic director at Brenham Christian Academy, Coach Travis Cole. And, Coach, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Great to have you here. And first off, talk about this this season this fall. Sounds like you guys are having some fun out there.
Yeah, it's been really cool. I'm definitely not a volleyball guy until now, and it's really neat to see the girls from week one to now, and it's been awesome to watch them get better and better each week, and they were looking really good on Thursday. I'm excited about tomorrow.
And talk a little bit about the athletic program at Brenham Christian Academy. I know that it was tough this year for football, just mm-hmm. not enough players to put together a football program. That's kind of the problem with a smaller school. With the smaller schools, is that from year to year, some years you just might not have enough athletes.
Yeah, it's been a challenge. That's football is definitely kind of my baby, and so to not have that this year's been. It's been difficult, but at the same time, it's given me a lot more time to focus on, like, the volleyball program, and it's neat to see other programs grow as football kind of moves onto the back burner, and, fall is our volleyball is our big fall sport right now, and then we'll be hitting basketball season before we know it, and I don't know what I would have done, honestly, if we had football, if I had that to worry about, so so far, so good, and look, praying for it next year, for sure.
All right, and if you could, you brought the head volleyball coach with you here this sure. evening. If you could introduce Coach.
This is our coach, Bethany Dawson. It's her second year at Brenham Christian Academy. She comes to us from Dubuque, Iowa.
Yes, long way from Texas.
All right, now coming from Iowa. That is volleyball country. They take this game very seriously in Iowa, don't they?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. I went to a small private Christian school in Iowa, a lot like BCA, and volleyball was pretty big there. And then I went to a small private Bible college in Iowa as well. And as over my 4 years there, it grew exponentially. And by the senior year, the guys were putting together club teams and playing. So it's a growing sport, and I even see it here at our school, too.
And talk about this year's team. How have things gone so far?
Yeah, they're going really well. We started off the year kind of expecting it to be a little bit of a rebuilding year because we lost 4 of our 6 starters from last year. So I knew that we were going to have some younger girls stepping up into positions. And they really have done really well. I've seen a lot of growth in them so far. And even just within the past couple of weeks, we took a week off for the Washington County Fair. And within this past 2 weeks, they have really come together as a team and started playing as a unit.
In addition to them coming together, what have been some of the pleasant surprises of this year so far?
Well, we started over with a new setter this year, and sophomore Izzy Roscoe. She's new to setting, and in the past couple of weeks, I've really seen her improve a lot and really be a pivotal part in pointing our defense or our offense to getting some hits over the net. So she's come out, and past few games, we've had fantastic serving games, which really helps us control the tempo of the game when we're the ones serving.
And also talk about the district, because you guys have to do some traveling because the schools are kind of not quite as close as most of the UIL districts are. Mm-hmm. You guys have a little bit more traveling to do. How does that affect the schedule?
Yeah, it's actually kind of nice because most of our games are in Conroe, and so the furthest we have to travel is really an hour and a half. And then we've got a game out in Belleville. But for the most part, they're in Conroe, which isn't too bad of a trip for us.
All right. And as you guys are off to a good start in district play, as you take a look at district, what's it going to take to keep this going?
Our district really is, in my opinion, is kind of up for grabs this year. The team that was on the top last year doesn't look as strong this year. We saw them earlier in the season at a tournament, and they weren't looking as strong as they were last year. So, in my opinion, it really is free for anyone right now. And we're 2-0, which is a great way to start off. So I hope we can just continue that from here on out.
All right. And you have a few of your players with you tonight. If you could introduce the players to us.
Yeah, I have our two captains here with us. I have senior Amy Taylor and junior Colby Colcourse with us.
All right. And Amy, let's start with you. First of all, thanks for being here tonight.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. And what's it been like so far this year? How much fun has it been so far? Oh, she's got a case of the giggles. We're in trouble now.
It's been really good. I'm a returning player from last year, and last year was my first year playing volleyball since fifth grade, really. And it was tough because I didn't I didn't really know like the game of volleyball very well. And I think this year I've really improved. I hope my coach has seen that, and I hope my teammates have seen that as well. And I'm hoping to keep improving. I love my team. They're great teammates, and I think we work really well together.
What's been the most fun so far this year?
Again, I think working together has been definitely a privilege. And honestly, the trips to games have been really fun as well. We have a lot of jokes, and we make it fun, even when it's... You know, about competition, basically. We make it fun, so.
All right. And what's it going to take to keep this going? You got your 2-0 in district play, so what's it going to take to keep on a roll like this?
It's definitely going to take focus. We need to have our mind set on what our goal is, which is to play for God first and foremost. And to bring honor to him in everything that we do and just work together as a team like we've been taught. And
All right. Thank you, Amy. Yeah. All right. And Kirby, how much fun have you had so far this year?
Yeah, it's been really fun. Like Coach said, we have a lot of new girls, or not necessarily new, but younger. It's like not that many. I'm the only junior player, and then we have some seniors, but mainly sophomores. And so just getting to kind of like come together and figure out who we are as players has been really good. And sometimes when you're just handed everything, you don't have to work as hard, but we're definitely having to get our heads in the game and figure out who we are as players in order to play our best. So that's been, even though while that's a challenge, it's also very fun because it helps each and every one of us to get better. So,
and talk about what do you feel you bring to the game? What do you feel like is your specialty? What is your specialty?
Well, I definitely make a lot of mistakes, so don't get me wrong.
Who doesn't? Come on.
But if I had to choose something that I enjoy while at the same time I feel mm-hmm. like helps my team, would probably just be playing at the net in general.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I love to play it. So.
Now, would you rather go up with a big kill, or would you rather block the other team's kill? Which is more fun?
Well, probably more satisfying is making the big block.
Uh-huh.
Just to put it right back in their faces when you know that they have just as much excitement to get it over. So.
All right. And what's it going to take to, like I asked Amy, what do you feel it's going to take to keep things going this year? You guys got a good start going, 2-0 in district play. What's it going to take to keep it going this year and maybe win the district?
Yeah, we definitely have a good start. One of the things that we probably struggle with is keeping a good mental mindset on the game in general. Sometimes we have a hard time of letting the things during like the school day affect how we play, which is a weakness. So if we can work on that and get that and perfect it, we can probably achieve district this year. And also just continue to not play for ourselves, like Amy said, but play for God. And that if we can do that, he's gonna provide for us. So.
All right. Well said. Thank you very much for being here tonight.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And Coach Cole, One thing I wanted to touch on is that it wasn't that awfully long ago that for home matches, had to travel across town, all, you know, over to Blinn College, play at the Blinn Gymnasium. Well, it's a nice gym and everything, but having to travel across town to play home matches, not that much fun. What's it like to have your own gym and, you know, to be able to play there now?
Well, I'm gonna date myself here. And when I was playing at BCA, we had to go over to the old middle school. Mm-hmm. So it was hot in there. It was a little dark. And then these guys got to go play at Blinn with this nice, you know, they've got the huge volleyball program over at Blinn. And but it is such a blessing to have our own gym. We're still working on it, but it's really awesome just to have that right on campus. We can go and, you know, the girls during lunchtime can go hit balls to each other or whatever, and you know, our junior high girls like to do that on their lunch break, and you know, it's a world of difference when you're not having to cart players across town to Blinn or the middle school or wherever we can find a place to play. It's great.
And as far as also having been a part of the BCA program, having, you know, being an alumnus of the academy, what does it mean to you to be able to come back and to help serve in this capacity?
It's awesome. It's, you know, we talk about it all the time, and we've got several alumnus that are back working for the school, and there's a difference for sure, because it's somewhere, you know, it's part of your upbringing. It's part of some of us is part of our childhood, and you know, we go on, we move our way up through the school and eventually graduate. So I think the people that came from this community and that graduated from the school is, it's not just a job to them. It's not a career. It's a piece of their heart, and it's a ministry that we love to take part in. And, you know, it was totally an act of God for me to be back here working for them. I'm not a trained athletic professional by any means, and but it's been awesome to see it work and see the school grow and be on the other side of things. It's really neat.
All right. And Coach Dawson, as far as you having, as you said, having gone to a Christian school and then a Christian college, talk a little bit about maybe the different approach that Brenham Christian Academy takes, simply because there are organizations, you know, like the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in the bigger schools and stuff, but their focus isn't on what is the main focus of the Brenham Christian Academy. Talk about that as far as it pertains to scholastics and athletics.
Yeah, well, I'm also a teacher up at BCA, I'm an elementary teacher, and then I coach for the high school girls. So it really is, my passion truly is athletics, and it's my desire to teach and model to the girls how athletics isn't only about just playing a sport, it's about how learning life lessons from the sports and learning how to interact with people and learning how you can play and conduct yourself in a way that reflects God. And I teach that to my students as well, that how they work, how they do their schoolwork is a reflection of their relationship with the Lord. So it really is different, because our purpose for the program is not to just go out and win district every single year. And while that is our goal, we're competitive and we want to win. My goal as a coach, more importantly, is to show the girls to the Lord. And so we start things where I have my two captains here lead devotions, and I'll bring in verses during practice and talk about how they apply to volleyball, but also how they talk about or how they apply to our lives. So it's not just about sports. It's not just about education. We bring the Lord into really everything and come at things from a Christian worldview.
All right. And now tomorrow y'all are going to be in Conroe at
Yes.
Lifestyle.
Yep.
When will be the next chance for the folks here to get a chance to see the team here in town?
We have our next home game this Thursday at 6 o'clock. Junior high plays first at 5 and then us at 6. And then next week we also have two home games as well. So we've got three home games back to back.
All right. So this Thursday and then next Tuesday and Thursday?
Yep.
Here at home at the BCA gym. And again, it must feel nice to have your own digs to play in.
Oh, it's so nice. Last year we had it, but it wasn't air conditioning. We got air conditioning this year, which is fantastic.
All right. Well, Coach Cole, Coach Dawson, Amy, Kirby, thanks an awful lot for being here tonight. We wish you the best of luck tomorrow night and for the rest of the season.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks.
All right. And so we want to thank Brenham Christian Academy Lady Eagle Volleyball being with us here tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back to wrap things up here on the Sports Line. It's Brenham Cub football Friday night on KWHI.
Erline's looking, throws it in the end zone. It's caught! Touchdown! He delivered that one right on the money to Darvis Watson in the end zone.
Great pass by Jacob Erline. He put it right where it had to be.
Friday night, the Cubs travel to Magnolia to take on the Magnolia West Mustangs. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. 6:30 pregame with Doc on the Hook. On your voice for Cub football, KWHI and KWHI.com.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And again, want to thank our guests tonight, the Reverend Mike Haywood, and urge everybody that can help out Mission Brenham to take part in the golf tournament this weekend, the Troy Glasgow Memorial Celebrity Golf Tournament at the Country Club. Just log on to the Mission Brenham website for more information, and you can register on the website as well. Want to also thank Brenham Christian Academy Athletic Director Travis Cole, Coach Bethany Dawson, as well as Amy and Kirby for coming in tonight and talking Brenham Christian Academy Lady Eagle Volleyball. Wish them the best of luck tomorrow night at Conroe. We'll see you again next Monday night. Same time, same channel on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude.